I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a really interesting show for you guys this week. As many of you guys know, I'm kind of a little bit of a golf club and equipment nut, and this year I've already kind of gone back and proclaimed it in some ways the year of the driver. I feel as though that for the first time in a long time, consumers across the board have choices that they've never had before. And one of the companies that's really intriguing to me so far this year is Callaway. And they're releasing two new drivers. But more importantly, while at the PGA show, they had a rather full-size Lamborghini sitting in the middle of their booth.
Yes, they did.
And while I wanted to get in and drive it, I thought we'd probably it would be Golfer Gal bailing me out of jail rather than talking about golf equipment. So I thought I better get to the bottom of it. And obviously we've covered, that they're doing a partnership with Lamborghini. And, you know, we've put up some information about that, both Golfer Gal and myself on the website. But we really haven't gotten to the bottom of what it really is. So we wanted to bring Dan from Callaway into the show and answer some questions for us that we have specifically, about Callaway drivers in 2011. So welcome, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, of course. I'm going to kind of kick things off because, like I said, the drivers are big news this year. Callaway's drivers are big news this year. We've heard about forged composite. Can you kind of tell us, before we even get into some other questions about it, can you kind of tell us what it is?
Yeah, the material itself is kind of an evolution of composite material that we've used in the past. Carbon fiber, as you usually see it, is kind of weaved together in different layers, and it requires a lot of hand assembly to use it in the way we've done it in the past. It has some limitations for us for thickness control as well. So when we started looking at how can we find a better material than the carbon fiber we're using, we started looking at ways we could take smaller pieces of carbon fiber, still retain the strength we needed, but be able to more easily shape parts of the golf head and to also be able to control that thickness better. So the strands of carbon fiber are a little smaller than our previous drivers, like FT3 and FT5 and FT9. It was more that longer fiber and hand laid up, stack up different orientations of carbon fiber plies. And the new technology is it's more, as you mentioned, it's called forged composite. So it's a different process where you kind of press two sides of a tool together to create the shape. And we have just amazing control over the thickness of it and the properties of the material.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how does that affect the performance of the driver, though?
Well, as we look at how do we improve golf clubs, we have a couple of different things we look at. One is what's the right material for the job. So we look at every square inch of the club and decide, depending on what the function of that location is, we look for either titanium, carbon fiber, other aerospace materials that are used in fighter jets and space vehicles and even high-end race cars. We try and figure out if there's other materials that can do the job better. And once we figure out a material, we're also trying to make it as light as possible in areas we can. So this material allows us, this thickness control that we have over it, we can really localize the locations where we need more strength. We can make it a little thicker. Areas we don't need the strength, we can thin it out. And what that does is it gives us more mass to play with. So once we have this mass because of this lighter material, we use it two different ways. One is the mass allows us to create a draw bias or a neutral bias club. In our Razor Hawk driver line, we offer those two different versions for promoting different trajectories. The other thing that we've done in our new drivers, the Razor Hawk and the Diablo Octane, is this lighter weight material allows us to retain the forgiveness of the clubs, but configure them in a way to give more distance to the golfer. So the club heads are a little bit lighter. The shafts are a little longer. Both the Razor Hawk and Diablo Octane are 46-inch drivers, but we haven't given up that forgiveness and performance that we've had over the years, and this material has really allowed us to do that.
Well, and I think that you hit the two most important things that most people are looking for in a driver, which is forgiveness, and of course, everybody wants to hit it further.
You got to get some distance, right?
Exactly. Come on, as a woman, my goal is to be able to outdrive the guys from the ladies' tees. As long as I do that, I feel like my round has been a success.
Yes, and I imagine you do hit it past the guys.
And when she does that, I will give up golf.
Well, I do outdrive you from the ladies' tees.
You do.
I do. I called down the radio. I'm sorry.
Talk to me a little bit, you know, the technical aspects aside, talk to me a little bit about how Lamborghini plays a role in this.
Sure, yeah. It's been very interesting for us as the design group. You know, when we first started working on this material, we had both Callaway and Lamborghini were sponsoring some research at a university level, and we realized how similar some of the needs were for the material we both had. So as we started discussing, like, what are you looking for? What are we looking for? You know, we found so many commonalities between the, you know, race advanced supercar design and what we do with drivers. One of the concepts that we talked with them about is this concept of stability versus control. And in a car, you know, you put too much power in the car and it can just spin out around corners and you're kind of unstable.
I think you've got to have the car with you, golfer girl.
Hey, now, that's just not right.
You know, you've got to have a very good driver to be able to handle that kind of unstable car, but they also can do things, you know, if you have more control, you can't do as much with it, you know. If you have more stability, you can't do as much with the control of the car. So we kind of have similar things with drivers where our PGA pros, you know, they hit it in the center of the club face almost all the time. And some of them are really looking for more control over shaping their shots, whether it's bending it around a dog leg or hitting different trajectories.
There's a center of the club face? I don't think I've ever hit that.
You haven't found that in a while?
Apparently not.
Well, you got to get lucky. You got to get lucky every once in a while. Right?
Every once in a while, maybe. But anyway, I couldn't help but cut you off. Go back.
But some of the pros out there do find the center of the face. So they're not as – they don't need the stability as much as the rest of us do. So that kind of trade-off between whether you're designing a driver more for stability or more for control, it's kind of similar in the car design world. So that was one of the interesting things that came out of this partnership that we have with Lamborghini, as we talked about design and design philosophies.
I think it's fascinating. I would have never put the two together, and now it makes complete sense to me.
There is, so it's not going to be, you know, which would, what I was hoping is that if I buy a Razorhawk driver, I don't get a Lamborghini.
That has not been worked out in the deal yet, as far as I know.
You get like a toy one.
I have a feeling it might go the other way, though, that if I buy a Lamborghini, there may be a Razorhawk somewhere in the trunk or something.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my demo car. We've given some demo clubs, but I haven't seen the car come yet. I'm still waiting, so we'll see what happens.
I have a feeling you might be waiting for a while.
Now,
as we mentioned, there's two drivers that are, you know, coming out here for 2011 for Callaway, both featuring this material. And I want to hit on both of them, but first I want to hit, you know, we'll kind of start with one, and that is this driver that's making some serious waves on tour. And I always tell consumers that, yeah, it's great that there's a tour presence for clubs and you know, this and that, but you really have to hit everything yourself. But there's no denying the success that the Razor Hawk is having right now early on.
Yeah, it's coming coming out of the gates with fire. Yeah, we just had Tomas Bjorn just won in Qatar with the Razorhawk driver over the weekend. So
yeah,
great way to get it underway. And
I saw another guy that I'm mesmerized the way he hits the ball, you know, and he's been using a Callaway driver from a couple of years back, just switched to it as well. My favorite long ball hitter that mesmerizes the demo day driving ranges of PGA Tour events.
Yeah, Alvaro Quiroz. Yeah, it's amazing to watch. Yeah, Quiroz. Yeah,
you know you're watching a guy hit the ball well when all the other guys at the range at Doral, which is filled with the top 64, stop and just laugh.
I know. They're all like, did you see that?
You look at his, like, he gets to the top of his backswing, and then it just becomes a blur from there. It doesn't seem possible you can move the club head that fast, but.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, I'm sure as a manufacturer, you always want the players playing the latest and the greatest. And he's been, I believe, playing an FT5 for years. And even he's switching to this, and I believe led the tournament in
driving
distance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you are. Yep, that's right. Yeah, you're right. We do, you know, all of the manufacturers are trying to get the latest equipment into all of our pros' hands. We know they're better, but sometimes the pros, you know, there's a particular shape or sound that they've fallen in love with, and they're a little slower to switch than we'd like, but yeah, it's been exciting to get Quiroz into the new technology. You're right, he hit an FT5 for a long time, and it's amazing when you see somebody, you know, there's so many long hitters out there, and to have one guy, I think he was like something like 15 or 20 yards longer than the next closest player. So, I mean, he's way out there.
It was a staggering number. And like I said, I was a big fan of the FT5 as well. I did think that Callaway's put out better products since then. But who am I to argue with his results? But I never thought he would switch. And even he's switching to this driver. And he blew away the competition. So can you know, rather than just me sit here and have my further man crush
on him. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, your man crush on him.
Can you tell me about, I mean, it's being marketed as the most aerodynamically efficient driver. Can you kind of delve into this a little bit?
Sure, yeah. Along with the Forged Composite and this ability for us to really control the curvature and the shape of the club, we've also had years of research into aerodynamics, and there's a lot of companies looking at this, and it's frankly one of the most complex problems that I've ever dealt with in my career. It's because the club head is accelerating and rotating as you're coming, you know, down through the swing. You can't just put a club in a wind tunnel like you would to design a car, you know, and just keep tweaking the surfaces until it was going as fast as possible or had the lowest amount of drag you could come up with. It's a really difficult problem to solve. And so we've got lots of very smart people looking at it in many, many iterations. And this driver was the result of years of research into aerodynamics, and not just, as I mentioned, it at impact. It's really from the top of the downswing all the way through. It's a very tricky problem.
You know, the technology is incredible and everything, you know, and it's getting a major presence on tour like we're talking about. But what is this club really, what's standing out about it? You know, there's always something. Is it geared towards a lower handicap player or higher handicap player? What is it about the Razorhawk that's making it such, you know, it's almost like incredible hype at this point?
Well, yeah, you mentioned the player ability, and actually we have a Razorhawk and also a Razorhawk Tour. So we do have an option for which is designed more for control, as we were talking about earlier, for advanced players being able to work the ball at like a smaller footprint at address. It's not as stable, it's not as forgiving as the Razorhawk driver, and so we do have two options depending on what you're looking for in a driver. And the interesting thing, both Tomas Bjorn and Quiroz have put the Razorhawk driver into play. So
not the tour version.
Yeah, no, not the tour version. So it's
so there's hope for me yet.
Yeah.
That's but so interesting.
I think that's something that, you know, in the last few years on the PGA Tour and the European tours and definitely in Japan too, we thought that the pros would be reluctant to go straight to the 460cc driver and that they were looking for smaller, more workable clubs, but it's not necessarily true. I think, you know, with people just bombing it as far as they can and trying to hit a wedge in from there, sometimes they prefer the same type of a setup that you or I would play. And some of them aren't. Some of them do like the smaller shape and the smaller size. But
and they get to hit that thing you call a sweet spot that I've never heard of.
Yeah, they somehow can find that sweet spot. Yeah, I don't I get it occasionally, but it's usually like I make a bad downswing and do something weird with my hands that counteracts, and suddenly I found the center of the face.
I love when that happens.
And you just stand there in awe and say, what did I do?
I know. Yeah. Can I please do that again?
And then the key is to act like you meant to do it. You don't,
of course.
You can't let anyone know.
Of course.
So with the Razor Hawk, you know, in my testing, one of the things I noticed is how good it sounds. And I know that everybody relates sound to feel and this and that, and I agree as well. But it's got a unique sound that I'm not sure I've heard before, but I kind of describe it as full. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just a full sound and a good sound. Is the same feedback being heard, you know, throughout Callaway? Or am I losing my mind?
Yeah, no. That's definitely, I think, you know, as we've started doing demo days around the country and, you know, this is just kind of starting to leak out, you know, and sales samples going to some of our big accounts. You know, that's one of the consistent things we're hearing early on is that people love the way this driver sounds. And we talked about the research we've done in aerodynamics. I think we've even been studying sound longer than aerodynamics. It's one of the focuses for us with our composite drivers that we really year over year improve the sound of the clubs. And I think, you know, you mentioned the sound full. Yeah, I think I agree with you that the, you know, it has a more of a metallic sound, but it's like a, I don't know if you call it well-rounded, but it doesn't have any weird frequencies that sound strange. It's a very metallic but full and pure sound. So we've gotten great feedback on that.
And it doesn't sound like broken glass, which is important.
Yeah, I mean, you can get too high of a pitch and too harsh of a sound. And there's definitely, it's very interesting. There's a kind of a window in terms of the frequency or the pitch of the sound, how quickly the sound dampens out, and then how loud the club is. All three of those, there's kind of a sweet spot where we found that golfers prefer, and so we're always trying to steer our designs in that direction.
I know. Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know for me, if I had to choose between a good sounding driver and distance, I would take the sound over the distance because I can't.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand. There are certain drivers that I've hit, and I can't hit it again because I
that
can't take the sound.
That is absolutely spoken like a woman who plays golf, because a man will take the distance every time. That's
yeah,
not even a question.
Yeah, the machismo kind of takes over, doesn't it?
You know, if a guy's an avid golfer, you could ask him if you'd cut a finger off if you'd give him an extra 10 yards in distance, and he'd say yes. Now, switching gears from the Razor Hawk a little bit, there's a second driver in the lineup, obviously, and we don't want to overlook
right.
that.
No, definitely not.
And that's the Diablo Octane, which I've currently been hitting a lot and really like.
Oh, great.
I wasn't sure I was going to like it. I kind of went in not wanting to like it. I don't know why. It was just weird kind of thoughts go in your head when you take a head cover off, I guess. And I've actually really, really like it. Tell me about the Diablo Octane and how it's different from the Razor Hawk and what makes it such a unique club.
Well, the Diablo Octane, it's kind of, we've tried to get the best of both worlds with bringing a driver at that $300 price, but also bringing some of the technology that is in our more advanced material drivers, trying to bring that down and make it available to everybody. And that's the exciting thing for us, that we're bringing, you know, this proven composite technology and the distance advantages and performance that that gives you, bringing that into fighting, you know, with our competitors at that $300 price point where basically everyone else is selling an all-titanium driver. So it's interesting for us. This is the first year we haven't, well, you know, you go back to steel, we didn't do it, but first year we're not going to sell an all-titanium driver. We've decided, you know, we've been able to bring that technology down. And so very similar to Razorhawk. Razorhawk uses the sole and the crown in forged composite. The Diablo Octane drivers have a composite crown. And one of the cool things about it, when you first look at the club, you can see we've actually left no paint on the composite. So on the standard Diablo Octane driver, you're seeing the real material. It's not a sticker or a decal. It's the real material. So that's one of the cool, you know, first things you see when you look at the club at the dress. But
that was the first thing when I looked at it. I thought there was a sticker on the top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a sticker. That's real carbon fiber. So that's been cool from the design standpoint, one of the neat things that we've done. But when it comes down to what's the composite actually doing for you, you know, some of the same story applies, that when you look at a driver, a titanium driver, all titanium, the crown is heavier than it needs to be. So, and we talked earlier about some of the design philosophies we have in selecting the right material for the job. This composite material, in the past, it was just too expensive for us to bring into our $300 drivers. But we've been able to change some things about the way we use it, and now we're bringing it. And so it's really exciting that we can get that technology, that weight savings, to help improve forgiveness, to help improve distance. A lighter crown helps us, you know, like we talked about, a little bit lighter club head and then a little bit longer configuration to get more distance for everybody. So
I love that from a consumer standpoint, they have these two options, and the fact that they can still get the distance, get the forgiveness, get the performance that they're looking for at such a good price point.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the trend that, you know, I hope all companies continue to work with, which is make sure that consumers have choices. That's the key word, choices.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, the Octane, does that also come in a tour?
Yes, we do. We have a tour version of that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's both the Razorhawk Tour and Diablo Octane Tour, around 440 cc's. A little more of a traditional shape from a dress, but still bringing as much performance and technology we can into that smaller package.
So I'm playing golf this weekend, and yes. I want to know that if I bring the Razorhawk with me out there, can you guarantee that I have a victory?
Well, who are you playing?
Somebody who's not as good as me, so I should be okay.
Well, then, yeah, you got the right equipment. You should win.
Except he lies. He cheats, though, because we went and played golf last week. And you cheated.
I've never cheated in the game of golf in my life.
We went and played golf last week, and he gave me 2 strokes per hole because I'm not as good of a golfer as him. And then he tells me the score at the end, and I didn't really add it up because we had a bet that the other person had to walk the dog. And
I did cheat.
Because we found out later that we tied, but he told me that I lost by a stroke.
I didn't want to walk the dog. But I did win.
Yes, you did win, but still.
Well, but no. I know you're going to be pounding your driver, but as long as you've got an Odyssey putter in the back, you should come out on top.
That was a good answer. I like that.
Do you know that I played an Odyssey putter, the ugliest Odyssey putter ever created, but it actually works better than just about every putter I've ever used, for so many years that I can't even hit it anymore because it's so messed up looking that it looks like it was wrapped around a tree, which it never was, but it's just been through so much.
He has a chunk missing from it. There's like a whole chip coming that came out. I don't know what happened.
We can't blame the putter. The putter is like a decade old and has been through, you know, 6 office moves, countless bag changes, and everything else. But yeah, I played one for many, many years, and everybody looks at me funny when I pull it out, but it works.
What's wrong with that thing?
Exactly.
Maybe a new paint job, huh?
Maybe.
We actually tried. They wouldn't do it because it was in such bad shape.
If it works, it works.
It works, but, I mean, it's 10 years. It's time to get a new potter.
Yeah, well, I don't control the finances at this office, and somebody won't let me. I want to thank Dan for coming on. This has been a lot of fun and, more importantly, educational for me. And I'm sure some of our readers, you know, there's 2 lines coming out. Both of them I've been working with, they are really solid drivers, as I've been preaching on the forum about. We're going to have, you know, over 50 golfers trying them out at our demo day. We'll have them out there for people coming up in May. And we look forward to their feedback as well. I urge people to take a look at and take a listen to this, because it really is, obviously, if you're hearing this part, you've already listened to it, but it really is technology. I know people, we constantly hear, well, drivers have maxed out in technology. You know, we heard that before too. And then the hybrid was created, then new shaft technology was created. Technology is not maxed out. There are things being done, and the forged composite material is not some marketing term that is being thrown around to try to get people to spend money. It really isn't. You can see it with your own eyes and hear about how it's a little different than your standard titanium driver, which to me right there says technology has not kind of hit that roadblock that people seem to think. So I want to thank Dan for coming on, and it's always
you're very welcome.
Great to have people who actually know what they're talking about rather than me spitting it out. And we definitely look forward
for
having
me.
You
yeah.
on the show after the demo day when we have all the feedback from people and have questions for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I know people are going to like what they see when they hit it. So, yeah, we just need to get as many people trying these two new drivers as we can. We know we're going to have success.
So for myself and Golfer Gal and Dan this week from Callaway, we hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.